And now, from Charlotte, North Carolina, let's welcome Brother Jack Lawrence back to the microphone.
You know,
no, you ain't gonna sing that, no.
Actually, you know, I think we could, the room could become as one if we all held hands and let our mantra be Grandpa Jones. You know, he's still around and kicking and playing the occasional show, I think. Been doing it for 60 years or so. You know, became Grandpa Jones when he was about 26 years old. True. And you know, back in those days, they had to travel from one radio station to the next playing, playing the radio shows and then working, you know, 100-mile radius or whatever of the station. And they would end up having to move every few months because they'd play out all the venues. And so, you know, I guess that's why, with all the walking around and moving and everything, I guess that's why Bradley Kincaid, a true pioneer in country music, gave Grandpa Jones this pair of boots, which he wears on every show to this day.
Hmm. I bet he's fumigated them a few times. I've got a pair at the house that's awful comfortable, Jack, but I have to fumigate them now.
Anyway, you know, let's see, where was I before the shoes? Let's see. anyhow, you know, he's still around doing it, and no set is complete without three or four train songs. I mean, in folk music and bluegrass music especially, you got to have a couple of train songs every set. There's got to be a murder ballad or two, and you know, I mean, all the things that make life worth living. You know. So anyway,